Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging that process, encouraging how God uses our everyday life to mold us, to shape us, and make us for his purpose and his plan. When God chooses an individual, a family, a tribe, a nation for his purpose and his plan, he always gets what he wants. And as we submit to the will of God and grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we become more like him, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. We've studied all of last year and some of this year the book of Proverbs, and we're going to be dabbling in that book on and off. But today I want to encourage you in your stand of faith. I want to encourage you in how we believe God. The word tells us that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. It is our faith that pleases God, that we cannot please God without faith. Faith is the thing that Christ is going to look for when he returns. He even says, "Will I find any faith?" And that's because people will look to other items and other things. They will look to technology. They will look to themselves, their network, their abilities, their monies, their intellect, and they will not use faith. They'll use everything but faith. But our faith is the key to everything that we know. It is through our faith that we believe that Jesus is who he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. It is through our faith that we receive him as Lord and Savior and accept him into our life. We believe that he is the Son of the living God, that he came to the earth, that he tabernacled here 33 and a half years, and that in his 3.5 year ministry that he basically won people and made them believe through his lifestyle, through his miracles, that he is the Son of God. Now, everyone didn't believe, but those who did believe, they received faith. They received salvation. They received every promise, eternal promise that Jesus said was ours. And those who believed after he rose from the dead, those who heard the testimonies of those who saw him and witnessed him walking around in the book of Acts, they believed. And even after that, the apostles went out and they won cities. They won hundreds and thousands of people to Christ. And the body of Christ began to grow. The ministry of Jesus began to grow. So our faith is the foundation of everything that we know. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. Well, how do you might not understand it, but there are times that your faith is going to be tried. That God will give you a word, he will give you a promise, you will read a promise in the Bible, he will tell you prophetically about what he's getting ready to do in your life, and everything in your life will look the opposite of what he said. Everything in your life will turn oppositely of what God promised you. But it's during that time that you've got to believe the report of God. It's during that time that you've got to say, for God I live and for God I died. He cannot lie and he cannot fail. That heaven and earth will pass away before he fails me with the word that he's given to me, because that word is eternal. It is an everlasting word. It accomplishes everything that he says. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and he is the last. His word meets, when it gets to the end, it meets itself over again. So let there be still meets itself. After all those years, it meets itself again and again and again. And it must be what God said, because he cannot lie. And until he changes that word, until he does something different, that word will be what it is, because he is an unfailing God. His word remains faithful and true for everlasting to everlasting, and it loses no power, no strength, no authority. It is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, just as he is, because it is full of his attributes. It is full of his power. It is full of his life, his strength. It is full of everything that he is. And because it is, it cannot and will not fail us. When we receive a word from the Lord, you are tried on that word. You are tried. The Bible lets us understand that Abraham was tried on the word of God, and that he tries the heart of men. And we don't like that word, but we have to understand that it is through our test of trying, our stand of faith, that you not only see God and prove him and know him in a way that you never knew him before, you always also see yourself. And you see that what is in your heart, you see what you do under pressure, you see how you react or respond when disappointment hits your life, when something tragic hits your life, when chaos hits your life, and you have a word from the Lord. Your response says, I trust him, I believe him, I depend on him, or I can't handle this and I'm going to get myself out, or I'm going to do it my way, or I'm going to be angry with God, or I'm going to just give up on God. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to do my own thing. Your response lets God know how well you trust him, because we could say every day how much we love God, but it's only under the pressure, under the test, that who we are rises. It is through that the gold is going to rise, or the silver is going to rise in your life, and everything else is going to be scooped off, or it's only going to be the dross. It's going to be that which is unreal, that which is not that which is not full of faith. I don't want my faith to be that which is burned up under the test, under the pressure of life. When we look at Ruth, we see Ruth, God's plan for her life was so opposite of what she ever thought or even imagined. And it looked as if God had done something or had made their life miserable, had taken away everything. But God was working out his plan. Naomi wanted to change her name because of the things that she thought she lost, because she couldn't see what God was doing. Joseph goes to a pit, but he has a dream that God gives him before he ever goes there, two dreams to let him understand where he's going. And never in a million years could he imagine that what he saw was going to be the outcome of what God was going to do. But he knew enough not to let go of God. He kept the right posture and the right attitude. Moses knew that God had chosen him for something, and he tried to work it out for his own self. But when God had worked him out of him, and that 40 years that he was in the wilderness, and that 40 years that he was away from Egypt, when it was time for him to come forth, when he was 80 years old, God allowed that burning bush and his presence to capture and consume him in a way that he had to say yes to God. And what I mean by the capture and consume, the bush itself was not consumed, but God captured his attention, captured his spirit, and consumed his appetite to do his will. And even though he was afraid and he made excuses, he still did the will of the Lord. And he was the leader that brought them out. Joshua was the leader that brought them into. Joshua would never have known that him and Caleb would be the ones out of all the people that came out of Egypt that would remain. But God had a plan. And sometimes the plan and the purpose of God is the opposite of what you're experiencing and what you're going through. But do not fail to not trust God. God will not be mocked. If he said it, if he promised it to you, if he said you are going to be, you're going to have, you're going to do, I'm going to use you in this area, then it's going to happen in your life. With everyone that I mentioned and anyone in the Bible, they went through a process. The place of their disappointment was the place of their stretching and their making. It was the place where God refined them. It was the place that God taught them. Joseph did not learn certain qualities while he was in his father's house. He learned those qualities and those abilities of leadership when he was in Potiphar's house, when he was in the king's prison. And that prepared him to work in Pharaoh's house and run a nation, and more than just a nation, those outside of the nation, because he took care of the nation of Egypt. He took care of that whole nation, but then he took care of those who came from the outside to get supplies, to get food. He also took care of livestock. He was able to use the wisdom that God gave him and learn how to be disciplined and how to work with others and how to learn characters of people and not allow what they do to deter him from the purpose of what he know God intended him for. God was building him and making an emotional, strong, and stable leader to handle pressure and to be wise in all things. That's what God is doing in us individually. When we face certain things, there's a process that's going on. There's a process that God is undergoing in our lives. He's shaping us and making us. He's getting us prepared for what we did not know, did not understand, couldn't comprehend. He's building us up so that we will be able to stand in that next level, in that next place that he has for us. And if we allow him to stretch us, if we allow his will to be done, then we're going to carry an anointing that is going to be able to help, save, influence, impact many lives. Because God does not do all that for you to just tell it to one person. Everybody knew the story. Everybody knew the outcome. Everybody was able to praise God and celebrate what happened. Look at Abraham and Sarah when she had the baby. They celebrated her. They celebrated. They knew with Job. They came back. They celebrated and they gave him and they saw God moving in his life. When we look at even Joseph, the Pharaoh celebrated him. The kingdom celebrated his wisdom and how he handled everything. When we look at Joshua, Joshua was able to do what Moses could not. He brought them into, and the people celebrated the fact that he brought them into a place of possessing. Ruth was celebrated, and her celebration is seen even in the New Testament. Jesus even talks about her. Esther is celebrated because of what she was able to go do. She, not understanding her life as an orphan, not understanding everything that's going to happen. She's in exile. No parents are there. But God, in the end, took what she didn't understand and what did not look good and turned it all the way around. And she became a king, a queen to a king who was a pagan worshiper. But he believed in her God because of what God did in her life. She saved her people. She was able to save them because she allowed God to work in her, and she didn't become bitter and angry because her parents was gone, because she was in exile, because of all of these things that she could have done and could have said and could have developed in her heart. The process made them into the leaders, the people that God was going to use greatly. Your process is supposed to make you into the person that God is going to use greatly in the spirit and in the natural. Don't allow the disappointment, the hurt, the pain, that place where it looks like it's not happening for make you to give up on the word of God. What did the Lord speak to you? Stand on that word and say, God, I don't understand how this is going to happen. I don't even understand when you're going to do it, but I know that you're faithful and you're not going to leave me nor forsake me. I have an eternal word that you're here, and that because I'm heir and joint heir, I now have access to everything that you said. Now, I don't know how you're working this out, but I know this is going to work out for my good. I'm coming out of this thing as a winner. I'm coming out of this thing triumphant. I'm coming out of this thing ahead. I'm coming out of this thing blessed. And that's what you have to understand. When you understand that, you know that everything in your life has already changed because of your obedient faith, your obedient stand, your obedient trust in God, in his word, in his purpose, in his plan for your life. You will not fail. You will not go under. Trust the word of the Lord and what he told you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I hope you've been encouraged in this 15-minute empowerment, and that you take this word and you hold it close, and that you are encouraged by it, knowing that it's already in your favor. It's already turned. It's already changed. It's already going to be what God says, regardless of what it looks like. Everyone faced a dark hour, but that's a midnight that's going to change to a morning. And when that morning comes, it's going to be everything God says. Be encouraged. Have a blessed day. God bless you.